The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And at this time, we want to welcome all of our YouTube audience, our Rumble audience, and of course, our podcast listeners as well. So today we're going to be dealing with an active porn star is pastoring a church in California. Yes, you did not hear a typo in my headline. I want to read it again. An active porn star is co-pastoring, if you want to be technical, a church in California. According to reports, pastors Stephen and Angela Del Cruz met, and you can see them right here if you're watching this visually, while attending Bethany College of the Assemblies of God, which is a Bible college where Stephen earned his bachelor's degree in theology and theological studies. Angela is an ordained minister, listen to this, who is also open about actively working in the adult entertainment industry. Now, again, I want to clarify that. Again, we are not saying that she was a former adult industry worker. She is actively currently still in the adult entertainment industry. This headline was picked up on several websites. Churchleaders.com is who we're going to reference in this segment today. But I want to read this. This was what they typed in their headline. Quote, a headline that Christ followers probably hope was stolen from the popular Christian satire site, the Babylon Bee, is in fact very real. Living Faith Church, located in Little Italy in downtown San Diego, California, describes itself as a Christian charismatic church and is pastored by these two, quote, entrepreneurs, of one whom is a porn star. Now, guys, again, the Apostle Paul warned in 1 Timothy, that's why you see this up on your screen, that those that are watching visually, he warned the church in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, that the Holy Spirit of God expressively warned or says that in the latter times, and I believe this is a headline that absolutely proves that we're in the latter times. It proves that we're in the end times. It proves that we're in the time of the end, or we're closing to the end of the age. He says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits. Your King James says seducing spirits, and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, they will continue in sin and see nothing wrong with it. And this is what we have going on right here today. These self-titled entrepreneurs celebrated their 12th wedding anniversary this past June and have spoken openly about how their marriage works on their YouTube channel, which is home to church videos and snippets of Angela promoting her industry's work. Now, her industry's work is not the work of an evangelist, the work of a pastor, the work of the ministry. It's, again, her adult entertainment industry. Stephen describes himself as a CEO, investor, hypnotist, sales trainer, business strategist, motivational speaker and trainer, and here it is, a planter of a progressive Christian church. Now, guys, you've heard me on this broadcast over and over again on this website, this broadcast, this podcast, this YouTube channel, whatever you're watching, whatever platform you're watching. You've heard me discuss, and I've told you and I've warned you about this new wave of progressive churches. Progressive churches is a politically correct term for churches that are progressive in their theology. In other words, what does that mean? Their theology is not based solely on the Word of God and is immovable. They're a progressive theology. What does it mean if I was to tell you that I am progressively moving forward? In other words, I'm slowly moving from one place to another place. And I'm going to tell you, these progressive churches are progressively moving out of the Word of God into absolute apostasy. They're moving away from the doctrine and doctrines that were preached by the early church, and they're progressively advancing into what Paul the apostle warned about, that he said in the latter days, he said that the time would come when men would no longer endure sound doctrine, but they would gather around them teachers to teach them what their itching ears want to hear. What makes them feel good? What makes them secure about them and their lifestyles? This is progressive Christianity. And it's a cancer that is spreading throughout the church, the body of Christ. According to the church's website, it describes Living Faith Church. By the way, that's the name of the church. Their mission statement is a quote, a church that leads people to discover their purpose, live in power, and live out their God-given potential. The slogan reads, quote, this is a church, listen to this slogan. This is a church for sinners by sinners. Now that sounds real good to the seeker-sensitive movement. What's the seeker-sensitive movement? We create a movement. We create a church that is seeker-sensitive, not Holy Spirit-sensitive, not Word of God-sensitive, and not presence-sensitive, but seeker-sensitive. In other words, we will rip out the Bible pages if we have to. Anything that convicts, anything that condemns, anything that corrects, anything that rebukes, or anything that makes anyone uncomfortable in their lifestyle or their sin, we will remove it from our church, from our platform, from our pulpit, and from our doctrine, and we will conform and we will form a doctrine that is absolute humanism, or that is formed around making everybody comfortable and making everybody feel welcomed, regardless of where they are in their walk in life. If you serve another God, come on in. If you live an alternative lifestyle, come on in. If you're a drunkard, come on in. If you're an adulterer, come on in. In fact, you can come as you are, and you'll never have to worry about any message that is going to charge you or convict you to change your lifestyle or the way you're living to conform it to Christ. But we're going to just pat you on the back and tell you how good you are and how you are. According to their own statement of faith or their beliefs, again, this is a church, quotation marks, for sinners by sinners. Then unpacks what that means. They go on further and say, quote, the leaders of this church are the biggest sinners, and this is the most non-judgmental church around. Guys, this is the seeker-sensitive personified slogan of a progressive church that I've ever heard in my life. How would you like to go to a church where the leaders confess that they are the biggest sinners you will ever meet? Let me pull out the duct tape out of my desk so I can duct tape my head to keep it from exploding. And you know what the really sad part about this is? There's some of you that are watching this and some of you that are listening to this, and you're actually agreeing with this. Not with what I'm saying, but with them. And you're actually saying to yourself, well, I don't see anything wrong with that. And let me go on. According to church leaders, their site offers little detail about services, location, or ministries. Well, of course. But it features invitations for visitors to text or call to connect and offer automated weekly giving options. Oh, what's our doctrine? Well, you don't need to know that. What do we teach on? You don't need to know about. What is our ministries? You don't need to know about that. But oh, you want to give? Here is 17 different ways that you can support us in what we're doing, because you've got to get that out there. Living Faith Church explains in its comprehensive statement of belief that, listen to this, the Bible is truth without any mixture of error and is completely relevant to our daily lives. What? It's kind of like a quote that I put up the other day. What we preach behind the pulpit should be dictated by what the Bible says, and the Bible should not be conformed to what's being preached behind what the preacher's preaching behind the pulpit. Let me pull up the exact. I want to pull up the exact quote. The church does not determine what the Bible teaches. It is the Bible that determines what the church must teach. I want to say that again. I wish I could tell you who quoted this, but when I found this, there was nobody claiming authorship to it or wherever it was, whoever quoted this, but I got to read this again. The church does not determine what the Bible teaches. But it is the Bible that determines what the church must teach. Come on, that's good, somebody. So let me get back to this. In other words, but listen, according to their mission statement, the Bible basically conforms and is relevant to our daily lives. In other words, if it's outdated, we'll just conform it. We'll just change it to what's relevant for today. And guys, I'm seeing churches and pastors by the multitudes that are doing this, especially in this progressive church movement. It goes on to say that, quote, it cites the gospel and references the Bible extensively, similar to other churches' website and videos. Stephen offers a gospel presentation asking people to pray a prayer of salvation. After his sermons, and a band plays worship songs most church members are familiar with. In an Instagram post, Stephen didn't shy away from his wife's participation in an industry that goes directly against the Word of God. And he actually wrote this, quote, we have had many people question how we can do a church plant and my wife be a porn star. This is what he's addressing this. Listen to what he says. So we are doing a special in-person meeting in downtown San Diego for people to ask questions and hear our heart. We understand this isn't a, quote, traditional church. Well, you got that right, friend. But we feel called to this purpose and want to share, quote, what? I'm going to read that again. But we feel called to this purpose. So God called your wife to be in the porn industry and to be a pastor of a church actively doing that. Okay. Quote, if you would like to be invited to this meeting, send me a direct message and I'll get you on the list. This will also be recorded for future broadcasts, but this is for in-person invitation. Quote, in a very personal Instagram post, Angela, who is the wife, called out people for daring to judge her for her profession. And I'm telling you, there's people watching. even on Facebook Live, listening, watching, that will be those individuals that will condemn preachers like me for speaking out on such things. Oh, I can't believe you're judging. Oh, who are you to judge? Let he who's without sin cast the first stone, brother. Now listen, let me read on. She went on to explain to her followers that she once struggled with what she does, but with God's help, she has learned to love who she is. Listen, Angela, who God called you to be is not your profession, and your profession is not what determines who you are. Your sexuality is not who you are. Come on, somebody. Your profession is not who you are. You are who you are from God's. I am a son of God because God said I am in his word. That comes precedence over what my profession is. If my profession is contrary to what God has told me or called me to be, then it is not of God. That is not. That's another voice telling you that. She went on to say, I have learned to not care what people say, and they will always judge. But the most important thing I've learned to do is I love me. The answer is yes. The many years of battling with insecurities, afraid of others, what they think, what have led me down a downward spiral that made me not love myself, felt unworthy and valued, and made me put a wall up towards people. Again, this is what's frustrating. Do you know how many ex-porn stars have come forward out of that industry that was completely delivered out of that industry? Even those who don't even know God, who escaped that industry, and they will tell you and they will testify to you that that industry alone will make you feel all these things. They will make you feel not unworthy. They will make you feel dirty. They will make you feel abused. They will make you feel used and worthless. I mean, for heaven's sake, look what you're doing. But it's people that are trying to help you, and people that are trying to give you the word of God, and people that are trying to pray with you to get you to open your eyes and to repent of this and come out of this. We're the bad guys. Are you kidding me? Give me a break here. But this is where we are. Good is evil, and evil is good. Light is darkness, and darkness is light. And friends, this is coming from the body of Christ. Now, what does the word of God say about this? Here's what Paul said in Romans 6. This is what he said. He wrote to the church and he said this, quote, I'm going to say this really slow because I want you to hear this. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Now I have to ask everyone listening by podcast, everyone listening by Facebook Live, everyone listening on Rumble, everyone listening on whatever platform you're watching or listening from, is this lifestyle a sin? And if you cannot answer that and say unequivocally yes, then this does not relate to you. You're on a whole different level. You need to go read Romans chapter 1. Read the whole chapter. And that's all I got to say about that. And for every individual that's watching this today and think that I'm judging or any other believer would dare to speak out against this in the church. Guys, this is not an individual. Oh, come on. Let me just preach it like this. If you want to call us judgmental, you go read 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the whole chapter, where Paul addressed not a pastor, not a deacon, not a leader, a member of the church of Corinth who was committing adultery with his mother-in-law in the church. And the apostle Paul told the pastor to cast him out and give him over to Satan. And it was a member, not a professed pastor and a shepherd and one who's leading a flock behind a pulpit. So again, go read 1 Corinthians 5, then come talk to me if you think that I'm being judgmental. But here's what Paul said. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How should we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. Guys, I'm up to here with this progressive Christianity movement. Let's just call it what it is. It's a movement that wants you comfortable in the very sins that are going to lead you to hell. Now, I know there's a whole group of people, and I had to deal with this morning on Intel Headlines. There's a whole group of people, and this is growing, that actually believe there's no such thing as hell, and they call themselves Christians, and they'll tell you that hell is not real, and that it's a metaphor, and that it's an allegorical parable, and it's not real, and it's and that this is not a real place, and it's simply fear tactics that preachers use to try to get people to stay in the church, and yada, yada, yada. There's a whole group that actually, they don't even believe in hell. You got people that don't even believe that the word of God is the word of God. So we're so messed up right now that what is truth? What is absolute anymore? Because when we say the word of God, you got people that don't even believe the word of God is absolute truth. This is absolutely terrifying, and a terrifying indictment on the body of Christ right now. Paul said, listen to this. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also should be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing that, this is Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Our old man was crucified with him that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been free from sin. And now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Now I'm going to skip down to verse 13. Listen to this. Do not present your members, that's your body, as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your body as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Grace is not a license, my friend, to keep living the lifestyle that you lived before you said yes to him. Call it old-fashioned, call it out of date, call it pharisaical, call it traditional, call it religion, call it legalistic. I don't care what you call it. I call it the Bible. Peter even talked about this. He said, Peter said in the Word of God, that there would be individuals in the last days walking according to the flesh of the lust of uncleanness. He talks about they will have eyes full of adultery, and they cannot cease from sinning and enticing unstable souls. Now, guys, that's the most terrifying part about this. Enticing unstable souls. Now think about this for a second before I close this broadcast today. Imagine new converts coming into this church. And they have pastors behind the pulpit that openly condone these sinful lifestyles. They are leading these people on the wide and broad path to hell and destruction, that many there be that go into it. This is what's terrifying. And you know, there'll be a greater judgment for those individuals because they're leading people unstable, immature, people that have not been, they don't have a really strong, this is how cults do what they do. Cults, destroy people because they find weak people, weak-minded people, unstable people. They find people that are they don't have a solid foundation in the Word of God and a knowledge of the Word of God, and they know that they can be easily swayed, and they sway them, and it's terrifying. This is how Jim Jones did this. This is how David Koresh pulled this out. This is how Roger Applewhite pulled this off. This is how all these false teachers and false prophets, and consequently, Jesus said one of the first signs, one of the major signs of the coming of the Son of Man in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, he said that there would be false Christ and false apostles and false teachers that would rise in the last days, being deceived and deceiving many. And he emphasizes this, and then the apostles come right behind him. Peter, Paul, Jude, Titus, all these other apostles, and they warned about the very things that we are talking about today and we're highlighting today. So listen to me. I would venture to say that most people probably are not in this category, but for heaven's sake, if you're listening to this today, watching this today, and you're a part of a church that doesn't even preach the Bible, and they call themselves, if you are attending a church that deems themselves, calls themselves, or titles themselves as a progressive church, you need to get up and you need to run. You need to run out the doors, never look back, never blink an eye, and never attend such foolishness again. This is why I emphasize all over again. Listen, guys, you know, we're a ministry that God has raised up that reaches an unreached group of individuals online. We're not a brick and mortar church. We used to be. We were at one time, and we were based out of Milltown, Indiana, and that was for a season. But we know that God has got us right now as a voice in the wilderness out there on the airwaves of media through internet and through social media outlets and through different channels that to reach an unreached group of people that may not have a home church, or they can't find a home church, or there's no churches in their area. Maybe it's all these kind of churches. And that's what we're here. And that's why God has raised us up to be that voice in this hour. And listen, for heaven's sake, run from these kind of churches. You will never. That's one thing I can tell you, friends. You will never hear such foolishness be preached from this ministry. Never, never, never. Why? Because to the best of my ability, I don't claim to know it all, and I don't know it all. But I'm going to tell you, I've sat under mentors, I've sat under spiritual fathers, and I've sat under leaders who have been tried and true, and most of them are already dead and went on to be with the Lord. And I have bookshelves full of their books and full of their literature and full of their teachings. And it absolutely lines up with the Word of God and what the early church fathers teach. If it is contrary to that, we don't teach it, we don't talk it, we don't speak it, and we toss it out. This is why the Apostle Paul warned. He said, be rooted and grounded in the Word of God, that you're not blown by every wind of doctrine. And I want to close with this. The very fact that we have to talk about, and we have to talk about a headline such as an active porn star pastoring a church in California is an absolute sign. You want end times? Here's one right here. This broadcast, this segment is an absolute sign of the time of the end. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. And we want to, if you've not yet downloaded our app, please do that. Go today as soon as you're off this broadcast, or do it now if you can. Go to your app store, whatever that looks like. If it's Google, if it's Apple, or I should say Android, if it's an Android phone, go to the Google Play Store. If it's an Apple phone, go to the Apple Play Store. Type in End Time Headlines, download the app. That's for you guys on podcasts, you guys on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, right there in the comment section, or not in the comment section, I'm sorry, in the description section of this, there's going to be a place that says free app, and it's got a link. Click on the link, and it's going to take you where you can download this today. You're going to get all of our news headlines from a prophetic perspective. Click yes to push notifications. You're going to get our podcasts as they come. You're going to be notified of those. You'll be able to watch or listen down there below, and you'll be updated. All that's right there. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if you have not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner of our ministry. If this ministry, again, is a continual source of edification, blessing, information, revelation, or all the above, we want to give you an opportunity to partner with us. Again, you say, why do we need to partner with End Time Headlines? Again, all of our messages, our updates, our information, everything is free. Our podcasts are free. Our app is free. Our subscription base is free. Our videos are free. Everything is free to you guys. All we ask, as the Holy Spirit leads you, please pray about becoming a monthly partner. And you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website, or you can give old school by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Guys, real quick before we sign off, I'm going to tell you what we're doing tomorrow. Tomorrow, there is some more things coming down the pike in regards to the recent, how can I put this? The mandates. I will say that word, the mandates. We want to get you up to date. This will not be going on YouTube, but it'll be on our Rumble page. We want to get you up to date with the mandates that are being released. Crazy things going on in Australia and different things. Excuse me. And we're going to get you up to date on that. Then next week, we're gathering information, and we're going to talk about some stuff going on with the slowdown of of all the retail, the consumers are concerned right now. We're going to talk about what the CEO of Chase, JP Morgan, just come out and warned about. We're going to talk about all that next week. But again, tomorrow, we're going to get you up to date on the quote mandate, and we're going to talk about that. And again, if you've not yet downloaded, if you've not found us on Rumble, please go do that, so you can watch that video. Of course, it will be on our app. You'll find it on our app. It'll be on our podcast, but it won't be on video format on YouTube. And some of these we don't put on YouTube because of all the censorship and whatnot. So be looking forward to that tomorrow. And then next week, of course, we'll be back on here with what we're going to talk about that next week, and then some other things as well. So guys, until then, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. God bless. We will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.